This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Visit progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary, not available in all states or situations.
Welcome into the Tour Coach, everybody. I'm your host, Tony Ruggiero here. Appreciate all of you that follow us, that listen to us, and participate with us. If you're new to this, my name's Tony Ruggiero. I'm a golf coach and teacher down in Palm Beach Gardens area at Old Palm, where I spend a big chunk of my time, where I've lived in Mobile, Alabama, and have a studio here for a long time, and travel around the South and the country as well, teaching folks on the LIV Tour, the PGA Tour, LPGA, Epson Tours, colleges, and so forth, as well as anybody that wants to get better. And these are a collection of my conversations and the stories and the people that I meet on the road or that I teach with, whether they're coaches, players, sometimes students that have interesting stories. All of it is an effort to bring you the people that I find fascinating, that I find have a story, that I find can help all of you improve your golf game or improve your coaching or just fuel your passion for getting better at the game. So we hope you like the Tour Coach. And if you like it, please do us a favor. Like it, subscribe to it, share it. And also want to remind all of you that here at the Dew Sweepers, we've been really making an effort. I know a lot of you've reached out, really made an effort to put out a lot of content. I know the instruction game is changing. There's more and more content. That's where those of you that are passionate about and have a desire to get better at the game go, is to the sources of content. You can always find us on at the Dew Sweeper on Instagram, but in particular, our Dew Sweeper TV on YouTube. All you got to do is go to YouTube and type in Dew Sweeper TV. And once again, we've got a major coming up. So we're in that stretch with a bunch of majors through the season, and we're going to run another contest. We've just dropped another Pro Work episode. And look, so starting now, I draw the night after the U.S. Open Monday night. All you have to do is go to Dew Sweeper TV on YouTube and watch the Pro Work episode, where we take Fred from shooting 85 down to 75. True story, golf.com article backing it up. And type in hashtag Pro Work or hashtag Tour Coach or hashtag Dew Sweeper TV. You pick. And on that Monday, I'm going to take from all the people that watch and comment, that signs you up for the contest, and I'm going to draw for another set of Srixon irons that fit you, your choice, a Vineyard Vines gift pack, or a Wingman Mini. And then this time I'm even going to throw in, a hat, a cool looking hat from the folks at Epic Western. And I'm going to tell you what, when I get done getting through the Monday before the U.S. Open, we got four of our students in sectionals trying to earn their way into the U.S. Open. We'll be sitting there that night drinking me one of those Palomas from Epic Western. Folks, if you like sipping something cool and refreshing, a cocktail, and there's not going to be anything better as the heat gets up in June and we're watching the U.S. Open in a week, grab you an Epic Western Paloma. Trust me, you won't be disappointed. And of course, as we get ready to head into these conversations that are going to help you with the game of golf, none of this would be possible without the folks at Bushnell, Srixon, Vineyard Vines, Epic Western, as I just mentioned, and my boy Mitch McConnell and Buick GMC, Taylor Martino and Rowan, and Blaine Stokely. They're the best. They support the Dew Sweeper wherever we go, whether it's on the airwaves here, in our content, or on the radio. So keep listening here to the Tour Coach, and please like and subscribe us, and we hope you like what you hear.
Third time I've got Gary on the pod. Don't get sick of me, Gary. Because this probably won't be the last time I pull you in and pick your brain a little bit more. We've talked about, you know, coaching and motivating and all these good things. And we had an hour conversation a couple weeks back. I should have recorded all of it. But it was a lot of preparation as well. But maybe going a little bit more technical, I think one of the reasons I've enjoyed our relationship is I think we see golf swings similarly, and I enjoy, frankly, just learning from you and soaking up some of that stuff. But if you can, paint a picture for the listeners for some of your preferences for a golf swing. You can start wherever you so desire, fundamentals, swing, face on down the line, but I'm going to kind of let you run and I might interject a little bit. But if you had your preferences and got to describe them, what do you like to see?
Well, I'd like to see it as a motion. Okay. So motion's always kind of my first, I don't see things still. So I like to see things as a start, you know, from start to finish. And that start generally starts before the club even starts moving.
Mm.
So
a trigger.
I like to see activity over the ball. I like to see the body engaged through the setup. So I like to see some motion before motion gets started. I like to see a backswing that is wide. And I think of if I were going to drive an axe into the side of a tree, how I would swing that axe back to deliver as much force as I could into the tree. And so, you know, feeling how the body's got to, what the body's got to do to move that axe, how big the arms have to get to get that axe loaded up. And so I kind of see that width from the lead leg is what I like to see in a pivot. And I like seeing the handle get, you know, stretched away from the lead side.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of hard to say without having a picture to show you, but, you know, I like a big, wide, body-driven pivot going back. And then the downswing to me is very dependent upon the person, style, and the athlete, right?
Okay.
So I think if I can lead players to that part, that, a lot of the rest is, you know, dependent upon basically their upbringing and how they move athletically.
What if you have somebody that coming down into it might have some deficiencies that you need to clean up?
Well, and what I've found more and more as I've done this more and more is a lot of those deficiencies coming down become as from a result of how they trigger it back.
Mm-hmm.
So if I can create the right triggers, it's starting the motion, then a lot of those deficiencies tend to go away pretty quickly just from an athletic reaction.
Yep.
But I think when somebody has deficiencies in those regards, a lot of times I try to tie it into other sports.
Okay.
Other sports that they know or have played or have participated in or even have watched.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, some training aids and doing some drills without golf balls are ways to help people feel the right way to move.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's generally, you know, downswing stuff is to me way easier to work on without a golf ball.
Yes.
For players, you know, the golf ball for whatever reason, it creates that hit response.
Isn't that
which
funny?
For me, yeah. I mean, and what I learned, and I tell people this all the time, like, I've destroyed my golf swing over the years to see what works and what doesn't work and messing around with my own motion to know how to teach better. Because one of my big things is, you know, I'll never ask somebody to do something I haven't done myself.
Right.
And so I've done so many weird things to my golf swing. And in order to do that, I had to learn how to turn that hit response off.
Right.
Like, the only thing, like, a lot of times my only goal would be to touch the ball so that the video would trigger. I didn't care if I hit it well. I just wanted the video to trigger.
Yeah.
Right? So I could see it. And when it's amazing when that's your goal, like, is to not even hit a shot. Like, it's seeing if you can touch it, what you can do to your golf swing to change feel. Because most people never get to that spot where they can not care if they hit the ball or not.
Yeah. Yeah, disconnecting, you know, from that outcome.
You can do that easily with a practice swing.
Yeah. Okay. So you like triggers. You like athletic setups. Mm-hmm. You like wide back swings. Visually, I was kind of looking at that a little bit more from a face-on perspective. What about maybe down the line or a club aspect?
So I think the, I'm a big fan of getting the handle at the top of the backswing near the shoulder plane.
Okay.
Or on the shoulder plane, the turn shoulder plane.
Yep.
So if you know, drawing a line from the back of the ball up through the right shoulder, once the body's pivoted and turned, trying to get the handle and the right arm wide into that spot where that plane is. From a, you know, positioning of the shaft, you know, I like seeing it all lined up with the left arm is ideal.
Okay.
But that is not necessary.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice when it's there. And because there's, you know, obviously there's tendencies, guys want to do certain things, and, you know, a little bit of shaft out of alignment there could help create certain downswing parameters that they want. So,
yeah.
You know, I'm certainly not one that is going to say you have to be here or you're never going to be good. I think that, you know, now the some of the body pivot stuff, I think, is more important. Some of where the golf club ends up is a result of, it's generally when the body stuff gets pretty good, the golf club starts ending up there all the time.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm not big on manipulating the golf club with hands and arms too much.
Yeah.
Just because I feel like that's, if you can change that really fast, and anything you can change really fast, you can also lose really fast.
Hmm.
So I like the things that are harder to change to get those things right, because once those things are right, they're going to be right for a very long time.
That's really good. Do you have any preference differences between irons to driver or longer clubs?
You know, I think I like for short clubs, you know, I'm especially with wedge play, I tend to try to keep more and more wrist action out of it.
Okay.
For face control and launch conditions, that kind of trying to keep more and more hinge out of the shorter swings. And then, you know, the bigger swing, me personally, you know, I have to really think about hinging things in my golf swing.
Okay.
Because I just never have done that on purpose. So I don't really, you know, when it comes to a bigger swing, I think it's just a bigger pivot. And the reaction to a bigger pivot is going to be more wrist hinge just because it naturally gets bigger.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, not so much. I think obviously there's some setup differences in a driver or a fairway wood, where you're going to set up a little more behind the ball. You may have a little more tilt in your spine, but the nuts and bolts of the pivot are the same. They just may be starting from a different tilt, which can be complicated. I think a lot of people get, you know, they set up behind with the driver and they want to tilt the spine to the right, and then they make a completely different turn to the backswing. And I say, well, no, you really don't need to make a different turn. Make the same turn, you're just in a different tilt.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I mean, I like for it all to feel the same. You know, I think most people play best when they have one thing that they're doing with every motion.
Mm-hmm.
Even sometimes that can lead right into the putting.
Yeah.
Which is really cool when all that happens.
Mm-hmm.
Because that makes things really, really simple when you go play golf. One feel and kind of for hitting the golf ball every time, which, you know, that can be hard to get to that spot, but when it's there, it's generally guys or gals are playing really, really good.
Yeah. Any short game preferences?
You know, I've been, I guess I've been privy as a view the last couple of years of all of the chipping stuff that's been going around and the social media world with the steep and the not steep and the, you know, the, all the, well, I guess you could call it, you know, what Joe Mayo and Parker have gone back and forth with, and I think it's fascinating. I think it's beautiful. I think it's how we all learn and get better. I think it's proof that there's no one way of doing it,
mm-hmm.
And that it's very individual in style. And so, like, yeah, hitting steep chips made a lot of sense for Victor Hovland, right? Hitting shallow ones, he was terrible at it, right? And so it's like, what a cool matchup. And, like, that doesn't mean that everybody should do it that way. But so, to me, short game is more about matching up, you know, the player's ball striking style with their chipping style so that it's not completely different.
100%. Yeah. It's just like what you said about trying to get the same feel putting through the driver. If you can get to that stage, I've got that Amelia Lewis that I work with. She's very simple, loves feel. I think we were chatting about that, and she will, whether she knows it or not, mouse traps in her thinking and feels into doing the same thing across the board, which is great. Sometimes not great.
Yeah.
You know, when you do have to diversify a little bit. But yeah, I love the simplicity in that and the repeatability when you get under the gun.
Well, I think once you have something like that, that you have a dependable feel, it's when you run into problems, you probably have two or three little things that you can get that back in alignment around that feel as you stay in that spot, right? Like as you learn more and more about it, like, okay, it's going a little right. My tendency when it starts going a little right is I'm starting to get a little out in front of it. So, you know, either I need to move the ball up a little bit, or I just need to, you know, I need to load a little more on my right side and same feel, right? And then boom, and you're right back online, as opposed to, you know, you have no idea. So it's like, okay, I just need to start what most weekend players do. I just need to start releasing the face more. And then you're like, oh boy, here we go. Watch out.
How do we turn that dial back?
Right. Yeah. So, I think the more that players can, I had a kid the other day I feel like one of my best coaching moments, and I'm glad I just thought of it, but he tends to be a little deliberate over the ball, and he goes, you know what, I'm going to do like Ludwig Åberg right here, and I'm just going to step up and hit one. And so he steps up, he goes to this quick routine, and he smashes it.
Okay.
And it's like, ball club speed goes up 2 or 3 miles an hour, ball speed goes up, ball comes out of the right window, it's straight, and he looks at me, and he was like, what was that? And I was like, that was you trusting your instincts and trying something different. And he goes, did I just fix a bunch of stuff? I was like, I think you did. He's like, just by doing that? I said, look, so here's the deal. It doesn't matter if I'm teaching you for 6 months, 6 years, or the next 60 years. Your ideas are always going to be the best in this relationship. Mm-hmm. And as long as you keep coming up with ideas and using me to help you filter them, you're going to go a long way. Oof. And it was like, as long as you're looking at me for ideas, it's going to be a slower process. Mm. So that to me was, you know, like I encourage that a ton from the players that I work with. It's like, I want to know what you're learning. I want this to be yours, not mine.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Gary, well done.
Thank you, sir.
I really appreciate your time. Thanks for your insight. And also just keep doing what you're doing, because I love it, and obviously the proof is in the pudding as well, not with me enjoying it, but your players too. I think the success your players have should continue to motivate and encourage you. So thank you for your time. Drive safe. Keep me posted, and I'll sure to have more questions and bother you with more of your time down the road.
I appreciate it, Jackson.
All right. Thanks, Gary. Travel safe.
Yeah, thanks.
Hi, this is Tony Ruggiero. And look, recently, several teachers I know and several players have had some scares with skin cancer. In fact, I recently went and saw a dermatologist here in town, and I had a couple things frozen off, eyelid, my face, my earlobe, and not getting any younger. And I know it's getting to that time of the season where it's cooler, but look, being in the sun is a real deal, and I've not been very good, to be totally honest, my whole career at using it at all, because I didn't like how greasy it was, how hard it was to get off your hands, how it clogged up my pores. And then I found this sunscreen, Visor Skincare. It's clear, it goes on, it doesn't dry you out, it isn't greasy, it's like you didn't put anything on. By far, it's the best sunscreen I've ever used, without a doubt, is the easiest to use. And we've got a discount code for all of you. All you have to do is go to visorskincare.com, is use our code word, Dew Sweeper. VisorSkincare.com, code word Dew Sweeper. I just want to remind everybody something that I forgot. Recently, a couple weeks ago, my wife and I went out. We went to a wedding, and afterwards, with some friends, we were like, hey, where's a great place to go? I'll be honest, like, in my travels and day-to-day, sometimes I get caught up and I forget some of the great places right around the corner. But I got to remind you about the Icebox Bar on 755 Monroe Street. I was blown away by just the whole vibe, the atmosphere, and with the Velvet Pig, the food, and the back room, and the big screen TVs up front. We sat there and watched some playoff games. I was blown away by the atmosphere, the vibe, and just how cool it was to have the Icebox Bar right here near the Dew Sweepers downtown, near where I live. You're looking for a great place to go sit, watch some games, hang out, play some pool. You got to go to the Icebox Bar right there on Monroe Street. There's a good chance you'll see all of us hanging out. But do yourself a favor. Go visit the Icebox. It's one of the best places out there.